Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Her roommate told her, "Sorry, I can't help you, but I can put a baby in you."
We had to listen to that two or three times, State Representative Alicia Collins, the Republican of Vassalboro, dialing in this morning for Maine's Morning News, because it's hard to hear what a female inmate in Windham claims, I have to say that, claims she's going through, forced to be a cellmate to a transgender inmate. Alicia, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you tell us more of your testimony before the Government Oversight Committee yesterday in Augusta?
Yeah, certainly. By the way, I'm actually from Sydney, but I do represent Sydney and Vassalboro. So first, I want to say I'm grateful that the Government Oversight Committee wanted to hear this. A lot of people will make this about the transgender issue. And for me, this is about an issue of abuse that's happening in the facility when it should not be happening. And you have an inmate reporting this and nothing is happening. That's where I'm kind of stuck on it. And where the transgender issue comes in, it becomes very divided and the political. And I like to look at myself as being a statesman and looking forward in making Maine a better place for everybody, not just for certain individuals and different fractions of people, but everybody. So the fact that the committee was willing to hear me come testify on behalf of Katie, Jennifer Albert, and all the women that have been abused by this gentleman was refreshing. I was nervous because Senator Hickman brought up the fact that there is a complaint currently in court on behalf of Katie, and I believe maybe other inmates regarding these complaints that she's had. And typically, that sets a precedent where the Government Oversight Committee will step back and allow the court case to play out. Fortunately, Senator Farron, during my testimony, had some concerns regarding FOIA requests that were sent to the Department of Corrections and the delays and the, if I can quote him, the Heisman Trophy arm about getting information back out. So he initiated a conversation that happened among all the participants at the committee to have the commissioner come in regarding other questions they had, nothing regarding this court case, but more along the lines of what the department's policies are regarding housing individuals, reports of abuse, reports of sexual inappropriate remarks, and how the department handles them. Senator Timberlake made a motion to have them come in, so that will happen. I don't have a timeline yet for when the warden and the commissioner will come before the committee.
I'm glad that's going to happen, because on the outside, and raise your hand if you do not know of a woman in your life that has faced abuse, and she might seek a protection from abuse order. A document from a court saying, "Sir, you do not go near this woman." Okay, many of us know someone. I don't know. Can someone like Katie get a protection from abuse order from the very inmate that the state has thrown them in a cell with?
That's a pretty good question. You know, there's a lot of components that play into this particular person's situation. Katie Mountain, and I think this is a pretty religiously minded program and audience, she's a married Baptist woman. She had concerns, and she expressed these to the sergeant on the desk, her unit manager, about being a married Baptist woman, being housed with a gentleman, being in the same bunk with a gentleman. How is that possible that her First Amendment rights weren't even addressed by the Department of Corrections?
State Representative Alicia Collins, the Republican of Sydney, also representing Vassalboro. I want to play back for the audience more of your testimony before the Government Oversight Committee as you tell them more of what Katie, and I have to say, claims that she's encountered.
Her roommate told her, "Sorry, I can't help you, but I can put a baby in you." And Katie wrote, I was scared because my roommate was sitting at the top of my bed just staring at me while I slept. And then would make comments like, don't worry, if you don't wake up, I smothered you with a pillow. Katie also wrote about an encounter with her roommate in the bathroom. He wanted to read some of the stories he was writing for me. I came to find out it was a sex scene. Things got awkward. I jumped up to get out of the door, but I wasn't quick enough. He pushed me back to the wall and kissed me. I turned, then pushed past him and ran.
Andrew Andrea Balser, double murder. Now, sharing a cell with this young woman who has to deal with, is she still dealing with this today, or is at least she now separated? Is she in a different cell, Alicia?
No, she's, to the best of my knowledge, still in segregation. I believe she just has maybe 3 weeks left to her sentence, and then she'll be released. But yes, she's still in segregation.
All right. Our question of the day is asking if, well, Paul, do you see that your question is posted online at WVOMFM.com? It's also on our Facebook and our Instagram page this morning.
Do you think Maine authorities should investigate issues surrounding transgender inmates whom the state is housing with female inmates?
The reason I worded this, Alicia, is because I made a mistake this morning. I made the mistake of reading some of the comments associated with the post that you shared or Representative Smith shared about yesterday's testimony. And I recognize some of the names of some of those people who were responding, and they are, I will say, operatives within the Democrat Party in the state of Maine, trying to pivot this. What does this have to do with affordability? Why is this going to bring my grocery bill down? How is this going to help me fuel up my tank? There are those that are trying to pivot this issue. They're trying to skirt attention away from this. Are they going to succeed?
Well, you know, this is absolutely a social issue, and the state of Maine is facing some serious economic issues right now. People are tired of state spending. They are upset about their taxes. They are upset about our education system, and I understand every one of those things because I myself am facing, you know, financial issues. I don't make a lot of money as a legislator. My husband's threatened to move out of the state. You know, these are things that I too am facing. However, when there's an injustice that's occurring, then we need to do a full stop and address those things. And I'll tell you, when this court case goes through, this is, and I can quote Senator Timberlake, going to cost the state thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to defend something that could have been addressed months ago. It could have been resolved months ago. And instead, the state chose to, for I don't know other than maybe it's a fear factor, like what these operatives are doing, trying to ingest fear into the Department of Corrections to protect some, but not all people. And they have a duty to protect these inmates. And yes, they're trying to distract from this, but there is an injustice that's occurring. And I will make a full stop and address that to the best of my ability, because that is my job, to represent the people of the state of Maine.
Listeners are asking the obvious questions here. Andrew Andrea Balser. Andrew, to begin, transitioning to Andrea. And a listener wants to know, after one complaint, why did they not just move him to a male prison? I don't know if anyone has asked that, Alicia, or if you have an answer that you've heard.
This, again, falls back on the Department of Corrections standing behind their privacy regulations and not giving us the information we need to understand why they're doing what they've done. The commissioner and the warden are going to have to answer that question.
Will they?
Well, my thoughts are they may not, because specifically to Balser, because again, this is a court case that's pending. However, their overall procedures, they should speak to that and how they handle complaints that come to them. Jennifer Albert, the other woman that I discussed yesterday during my testimony, has had four grievances specifically against Balser, but has had no feedback as to what's happening with those grievances. She doesn't know what they've done with it. She, too, is sitting in segregation.
When you hear movement on this, will you let us know so we can have you back, so we can let listeners know, Alicia, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I can let people know when the commissioner and the warden will appear before government oversight. And I think it's wonderful that the people want to be involved. We all, as a whole state, need to be more involved in what's happening in Augusta. And I say that because the decisions that are coming out of Augusta are because not enough people are calling their representative and saying, hey, what in the hell are you guys doing down there?
Alicia, at the risk of going over, State Senator Jeff Timberlake, listening to our conversation, just sent me a note and he points out something. So if you are a male inmate, if you are a male, but you transgender to female, you're allowed to go stay at the female prison. If you, for some reason, are a female and you transition to male, they don't put you in the male prison?
To the best of my knowledge, there is a female who identifies as a male at the women's facility in Windham. That, again, is a question that the commissioner and the warden will need to speak to when they come before government oversight.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.